Metro Vancouver transit riders really want a bus route that shuttles around one of the region's most iconic parks. And now, it appears the wheels have begun to spin ever so slightly in hopes of making it a reality. TransLink's latest version of its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan includes a bus loop within Stanley Park along the outermost edge, and the longest road in the city. This could allow the more than 18 million visitors annually to access tourist areas located around the park. The bus, according to a map in TransLink's Phase 2 discussion guide, would follow Park Drive along Cole Harbour, turn left around the totem poles and along the seawall to the Stanley Park Causeway crossing. The transport would continue on Park Drive towards 3rd Beach and English Bay before turning left on North Lagoon Drive. As well, the proposal lists improved connections between rapid transit and the popular park, ultimately departing from and arriving at Waterfront Station via Georgia and Granville Streets. TransLink's proposed bus route within Stanley Park as part of Phase 2 engagement for its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan. By TransLink, is Stanley Park's network a priority? The Stanley Park bus network is listed 6th under the Burrard Peninsula Plan. Packages list out a 13 in total, which consist of transit improvements that stretch from UBC to Coquitlam. The order of priority routes is not known, as another engagement survey is set to begin February 10. Once priorities are determined through the Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, TransLink will seek funding to implement the improvements in future investment plans, TransLink spokesperson John Jang told VIA in a statement. The proposed Stanley Park bus route was based on the plan's Phase 1 feedback, Jang added, which included input from the general public, community groups, stakeholders and multiple levels of government. In the Phase 2 guide, TransLink said the authority would control the operational side of the proposed network changes, such as design, fleet and hours of frequency. Many of the new routes or changes would need upgrades, such as building sidewalks or making bus stops more accessible, the guide stated. Some routes would also need space for buses to stop or turn around at the end of their trip. These on-street bus facilities are usually managed by local governments or the Ministry of Transportation and Transit. Other Stanley Park improvements. TransLink is also proposing to extend the 19 bus that currently connects Stanley Park with Waterfront Station to improve access with other transit options, like the West Coast Express, C-Bus, and Expo and Canada lines. Additionally, the 23 bus may be extended on the west end of the route to 2nd Beach. The route's westbound detour to Kiefer Street, as well as that from Pacific Street to Beach Avenue, would be removed with the goal of making service around North False Creek, Yale Town and the West End easier to understand, TransLink said. For more information, you can visit the Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan page of TransLink's website. With a file from Brendan Kurgan.